Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan continues to record new COVID cases, and the state could very well set a new record for COVID hospitalizations sometime later this week. In the Upper Peninsula, caseloads are rising at alarming rates, which some hospitals and health departments say they don't have enough resources to handle. We wanted to check back in with Catherine Beer. She's health officer for the Western UP Health Department, which serves Baraga, Gogebic, Houghton, Keweenaw, and Ontonagon counties. Kate, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me on again.
Since last time we spoke, COVID cases have been rising significantly. What kind of increase has your team been seeing in your region?
We've seen quite an explosion of cases in our region. So the five counties that we serve, you know, at the beginning of this, we would, you know, see small outbreaks in individual counties. But now we are seeing substantial increases in all five counties at the same time. So our workload has increased dramatically.
Have you been able to trace these to particular kinds of gatherings or events?
There's been just a few that we've been able to really pinpoint where they're coming from. Majority has been either small gatherings or, you know, weddings, funerals, that kind of thing. But right now we have several nursing homes that have significant outbreaks.
Who's getting sick? I can infer what's going on in some of the nursing homes, but outside of that kind of care, who do you see getting the illness?
So what we had seen was it had started out, you know, with the elderly population, and that continued when we saw the long-term care population become infected. But now we're actually seeing that move out into more of the workforce age population. So our numbers are showing, you know, that 25 to 40, 50-year-old is more apt to be infected now.
Can you tell if there's any pattern to what age group is dealing with hospitalizations?
Not yet. For us, it really, the elderly do have the lion's share, I guess, of hospitalizations, but we've had several recently that are pretty concerning with that middle age group.
Let's talk a little bit about testing in your area. There was a recent notice from the Western UP Health Department that announced capacity had been reached and that the department might not be able to contact every person who tested positive or their close connections who might have been exposed. What does that mean to reach capacity? And in that situation, how do you prioritize who you're going to try to call?
So reaching capacity, you know, has been, you know, something that we've struggled with here for a while before making our announcement. We've actually hired additional staff. And like I said, with the increase that we've seen in all counties at once, we're just pretty overwhelmed with the number of cases that are coming through. So what we're looking at is, you know, making sure that we reach the most vulnerable of the population. So the people that are in the 65 and older age group, and then moving on to the school-age children so that we can keep kids in school by, you know, removing those that are positives or close contacts within those school buildings quickly. And, you know, then we will try to get who we can get to after that. The goal, of course, is to try to reach everybody. But, you know, there's a lag between when somebody becomes ill, when they can get tested, and when that test result comes back. So oftentimes, by the time we can get to that case, they may already be out of isolation.
Mm. In terms of hospitals, it looks like as of yesterday afternoon, the UP Health System Portage Hospital in Hancock, that's Houghton County, is at 82% bed occupancy. What level of resources do the hospitals in the Western UP have right now? And what exactly are healthcare workers that you know dealing with?
So right now, what we're seeing is really an increase in emergency room visits. So emergency departments are seeing increased activity for the hospitals in our area. As far as the hospital bed capacity, they are still serving people for, you know, regular daily occurrences for acute care, and they're also seeing people for elective surgeries. So part of their planning would be to, if there is a surge, they would reduce those elective surgeries and then reserve those beds then for COVID patients.
And sounds like that's happening.
Yeah, we're averaging, you know, in this district, you know, each of our hospitals has probably between 3 and 7 or more COVID-related patients. And then some of those patients are transferred out to larger facilities, either in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the UP, even as far as Duluth.
How far are we from a point at which getting rid of elective surgery and sending folks elsewhere just isn't quite enough to meet the cases in the area?
Yeah, we're not to that point yet, but you know, the issue is it could happen overnight. So what we're seeing is each week our cases are continually growing. So before, when we would see, you know, 30 or 40 cases per week, we're now seeing 30 or 40 cases per day. So as this moves forward, that switch as far as being able to accommodate all COVID patients could happen rather quickly. And that would be the point that we would be really concerned. You know, there's not only the limitation on the hospital beds available, but there's the limitation of staff in our area.
You know, so many of the medical professionals that we've talked to have said that they're learning about the disease. There are even some hospitals in Michigan that are recording fewer deaths, even as the case rates have gone through the ceiling. What about in the Western UP? Are you seeing fewer deaths compared with earlier surges than the year?
You know, I think it's a little bit too early for us to tell. And our case rates are skewed a little bit because we have such an elderly population. But I do know that some of the pharmaceuticals that have been brought online are being used in our local area. And I do believe that they've helped people with being able to leave the hospital rather than become a fatality statistic.
Part of the Western UP region shares a border with Wisconsin in an area that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services rates as experiencing critically high COVID case activity right now. You're in this situation in both Michigan and Wisconsin worlds. How does the case rate across the border in Wisconsin affect what you and your department are dealing with?
So particularly in our Gogebic County, we've seen this throughout the COVID pandemic where, you know, things that happen in Wisconsin affect our Michigan residents and vice versa. Especially, you know, when we look at our hospital or our healthcare down in Gogebic County, many of the staff are shared between each state. So there's always that transmission of virus or issues back and forth. So it does impact us greatly, being that their rules might be different than ours. So we have to deal with that. We have to just move forward and do the best that we can down there.
Yeah. What are the substantial differences between Michigan and Wisconsin's approach to the pandemic?
Yeah. So we found this throughout the whole pandemic here is that, you know, our bordering counties have had significant issues with the fact that, you know, Wisconsin, their bars and restaurants have been open. And a lot of our people, particularly in the summer, a lot of our younger people would just cross the border. So, you know, we've been working with that the whole time. You know, they just handle things a little bit differently than we do. So it's a constant communication process with our counterparts over in Wisconsin. We've actually worked very closely with them because a lot of times we're handing cases back and forth.
Yeah. The issue of taking personal responsibility to fight COVID-19 has been coming up a lot in public health circles and politics circles as well. Some of our state's lawmakers have suggested that stopping the virus has to come from folks' individual sense of responsibility. How effective are you finding that right now?
So, you know, in our area particularly, you know, we're fighting with the enforcement part of it because, you know, people have free will, like we've talked about before. And, you know, it's difficult. And I think that was one of our calls to action when we issued our press release saying that we were prioritizing cases. Because, you know, we are at that point where we can't manage it all. We can't, you know, be responsible for everybody's actions in this instance. So, you know, we are calling on people to do the next best thing or the next right thing. And, you know, limit those gatherings. If you are positive or you suspect that you're positive, you know, begin your isolation right away. Call your close contacts. You know, this is really going to take a community effort to stop this tide as we move forward here now. We're just not able to hold that line anymore.
Does it bother you that the state's not taking further action right now?
You know, I don't know that they can right now. There's a lot of pushback even in our area regarding the new rules and regulations. So, you know, I guess what bothers me more is that a public health pandemic has turned into more of a political debate than it should have been.
Is there anybody that you could tell us about who you know personally who's gotten sick?
Actually, there's a few people that I've been acquaintance with over the last few years, or actually through my lifetime, that one has died and one is in the hospital right now in dire condition. And these are people who are under the age of 60.
Kate, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Kate Beeris, health officer for the Western UP Health Department. Kate, take care and good luck.
Thank you for having me on again today.